Well, all countries have their political scandals. In Kenya, politicians have been ordered to give up their government-subsidized luxury cars. They've been told to limit themselves to one fuel-efficient vehicle. Kenya's finance minister says those who don't comply will have their cars taken away and sold to raise funds for people displaced by the violence after last year's election. Today's the deadline to comply with the one-car rule. So far, it doesn't look like many Kenyan Pauls have traded in their Mercedes for Priuses. The BBC did a spot check today, found that the fuel guzzlers are still parked at officials' compounds. Kenyans have been skeptical about whether their politicians would actually give up their flashy cars. A similar proposal was made last year, but it was never enforced.